Killers of the Flower Moon is a true crime epic directed by Martin Scorsese. It reunites the filmmaker with two of his muses, Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio, but in an unfamiliar context. In fact, this is Scorsese's first Western. Critic Bob Mondello says it is masterful.
We begin at an Osage Nation funeral for a pipe that represents a way of life. The young people listening outside, laments a tribal elder, will be taught by white people, will learn new ways, and how right he is. Oil gushes up from the grave they've dug. The Osage tribe, banished to Oklahoma land the U.S. government thought worthless, became for a time the wealthiest people per capita on Earth, which is when Ernest, fresh from serving in World War I and none too bright, as played by Leonardo DiCaprio, encounters them.
Whose land is this?
My land.
He's being driven by a Native American employee of his uncle's through what looks like a forest of oil derricks. The Osage own them, but suffer the racist indignity of having wealth, but needing a white cosigner to spend it. The white man who's best figured out how to profit from that indignity is Ernest's uncle, cattleman William Hale, played by Robert De Niro.
Well, 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 our war hero has arrived.
You made a good choice coming back here. Osage are the finest, wealthiest, and most beautiful people on God's earth.
Also in Hale's view, the most exploitable, he urges his nephew to court Lily Gladstone's Molly, the dignified eldest of four sisters whose oil entitlements are particularly vast. And Ernest, who is shiftless but can be charming, does just that.
He told me you was going with Matt Williams for a time.
You talk too much.
I don't talk too much. Thinking who I got to beat in this horse race, that's all.
I didn't realize this was a race.
I'm a different kind of horse. What was that?
Shomikasi. That's how you are.
I don't know what you said, but it must have been Indian for handsome devil.
Marriage seems in the cards, and Wood notes Hale give Ernest a claim on Molly's estate.
Well, we mix these families together, and that estate money flows the right direction. It'll come to us.
That sounds merely calculating. Hale's actual plans are more dire. The Osage community has lately been afflicted by a mysterious wasting disease, and Ernest is an all-too-willing accomplice in the fates of Osage who won't get a chance to waste.
You didn't tell him to leave the gun?
I don't know why. I told him to leave the gun.
You told him to do it in the front of the head, and why did he do it in the back of the head?
He has to make it look like he done it himself.
It just looks like murder. It's not supposed to be that way.
Working from David Graham's nonfiction bestseller, Martin Scorsese has fashioned a monstrous tale of greed, abetted by stupidity and enabled by entrenched prejudice. De Niro is a coiled snake, fluent in the Osage language, ostentatiously charitable at funerals, but ever on the lookout for chances to strike. DiCaprio's Ernest is his subservient coyote, whether facilitating murder...
Money flows freely here now.
I do love that money, sir.
Or administering the insulin that somehow seems to make Molly's diabetes worse.
I need you here.
I am right here.
DiCaprio even starts to look like De Niro. The downturned curve of his mouth, the squint of his eyes. And anchoring the film, giving it weight and an emotional center, is Gladstone's Molly, grounded, majestic in her calm, even when that calm is really an inertia brought on by illness.
Monzeska kontaska.
Linguistic fidelity is just one of many elements that distinguish Killers of the Flower Moon, along with sweeping vistas, rampant criminality, and gaslit marital melodrama. The film is a gangster tale of greed, racism, lies, and violence. It is, in short, American history. I'm Bob Mondello.